It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Hey folks, Dan Freer here with your market update for March 24th, 2025. So mortgage rates went up a little bit last week. What are they going to do this week? Well, let's take a look at the economic calendar for the entire week, because Monday and Tuesday there's really nothing. And let's try to figure out what's going to go on this week. But so far, we got the Dow Jones and the equity markets green across the board, with the VIX just plummeting right now. And then mortgage bonds, they're taking it on the chin. So mortgage rates are going up today once again, and we already have two or three banks pricing for the worse. What's going on? Well, let's get to it. So my name is Dan Freo. I do this report actually two times a day to inform you guys out there what the heck's going on with real estate. I focus in on the financing piece of this puzzle because I don't really know what's going on with your home prices, but what I can help you is with these things right through here. So my name is Dan Freo, like I said, and our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how in the world can we do that? I'll give you all that information at the end of this video. So please stay tuned till the end. So let's get over to mortgage rates went up last week on Friday. Is that trend going to continue? Well, unfortunately, I think it's going to. So let's get over to what the indices are doing right now. We have the Dow Jones up over 400 points. It looks like Trump might be softening on some tariffs. And then we have the bond market just getting completely hammered right now. So why? What's going on? Let's get over to it. So it's not really anything to do with the economic calendar, because today there's really nothing out there. So let's go through this. Manufacturing indexes and the PMI, servicing PMI came in today. Nothing there. But the latter part of this week, that's when it starts getting really interesting. Thursday and Friday, look at the data that's coming in. We got GDP, initial jobless claims, and the PCE. Why are these dates so important? Well, if you go over to here, this is the Federal Reserve, or the economy at a glance. This is what the Federal Reserve looks at. Okay, so they control the federal funds rate, which is right here. And right through here, here's the thing, three things that they monitor to really determine where this is going. So let's go through the three things. It's PCE, that's the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. The unemployment rate, well, that came down last week from 4.2 to 4.1. And then we have the GDP, what that's going to come in at. So if we go to the economic calendar, look at what we got. We have GDP coming in, expected 2.3, supposed to stay at 2.3. Initial jobless claims, and then PCE, 2.6 and 0.3. So this data is going to come out Thursday and Friday. Really nothing coming out until then. So that's why the news channel is kind of tough to do, because there's really nothing out here for the financial piece of this market. So let's go over to see, why is the bond market deteriorating so much? Well, it looks like right through here, if you look at the stock market, it says Trump tariffs are starting to soften. Well, I don't know about that, but this is what the markets are looking at. So usually what you see is when you see a lot of money moving into the indices right through here, the equities, you're going to see a deterioration or pullback from the bond market. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. The bond market's getting clobbered down 34 ticks. So if you don't understand what this is how we focus in on real estate or on interest rates. So the weird thing is, on all these, the technicals, when you're watching them, we watch the 10-year treasury as well as the MBS market. So the reason why you're watching this channel is you're trying to figure out what in the heck's going on with interest rates and mortgage programs and such. So my goal is to help you understand the bond market and how it reacts to things. So what you normally see in a normal market, when the Dow Jones and the equity markets rally like this, you got the Dow Jones up 400 points, NASDAQ up 300 points. Usually in a normal market, when you see a rally like this, you'll see a deterioration in bonds. That's exactly what you're seeing right through here. So when you're looking at the 10-year treasury, how you understand interest rates, and because we watch mortgage rates on this channel, is most interest rates are tied like to the yield. So if you look at the 10-year treasury and you look at something, it's normally going to give you this. It's like, oh, the yield is 4.33. Okay. But if you look at a mortgage bond, it gives you the price. So you have to figure out, okay, the price is down. What does it mean for the yield? Well, let me explain it to you. It's pretty simple. If this chart, the price of the bond is going down, that means mortgage rates are going up. Okay. The bigger that adjustment down, well, the bigger the adjustment up. Okay. So that's what you're looking at. A minus 34, that's a pretty big move. So you're probably going to see rates at 6.8, low eights, 6.83 maybe by the end of the day. I'll do a video by that time to let you know how the markets close. So that's what we're seeing right through here. We're seeing a complete deterioration in the markets. Are they in anticipation of some of this data coming in? Don't know, but that's what we're going to focus in on the rest of this week. So based on really not a lot of economic news out there, I'm trying to make sense of what's going on in the markets. So I'll be working on this all afternoon. So at the closing bell, hopefully I have a reason for you to say, okay, well, this is why the Dow Jones is up 400 and why mortgage rates are also jumping as well. So there's really no economic news out there that's causing this. So I'll dig into it because I always want to make sure you know the whys behind it all. So my name is Dan Frio. I do this report actually twice a day. This is a short one because I just want to get back to work. So here's my slogan. One application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Because if you're watching this channel, you probably need some help with financing of real estate. You might be looking to buy that first house, maybe that first investment property. You might even be looking to refinance. We got a lot of people refinancing right now. But before you do that, I want you to do one thing. This is a public service announcement. And there's no cost to it. This isn't me. This is actually the credit agencies put this together. What this is it's an opt-out pre-screener. So what happens is if you're looking to buy a house or refinance, before you do it, you have to do this thing. Okay, what this does, it'll halt your financial data from being sold. Okay, so here's what happens. You apply for a mortgage. It could be me or any other bank. When we pull your mortgage credit report, that credit agency now is going to sell your financial data to financial institutions, brokerages, all this other stuff. If you want to stop it, go to optoutprescreener.com. Had one young man who didn't do this. His count is now 54 solicitation calls that he's gotten so far. So if you want zero, go to optoutprescreener.com and that's it. So now me, what do I do? Why is our slogan one application, one credit pool? We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Well, let me let you know who I am first. My name is Dan Frio. I've been doing this for 37 years, folks, and I'd love to help you. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and I work at a federal bank. The unique thing about the federal bank I work at is we're also set up with 30 other banks, lenders, mortgage companies. Okay, so why is that important? Well, you ever go to look to try to, you know, get a financing for a home and you have to put an application in at this bank and then that bank and then this bank and that? What if you could put it in one place and then we're going to shop your loan with our bank and 30 others? Well, you can do that right through here. This is theRateUpdate.com. We're set up with 30 other lenders, such as, you know, one lender has a down payment assistance program that'll offer $6,000. One's $4,500. One is a, if you're an investor needing a DSCR program, we got it. If you're confused on all this, if you're looking for a conventional FHA, USDA, VA loan, I can help you there as well. So no matter what loan product you're looking for when it comes to residential lending, hopefully I could be your answer with one application and one credit pool. How do you find us? Go to rateupdate.com. You can put in your application right up through there. You can schedule a one-on-one consultation with me right here. If you don't want to put in that application, I get it. Give us a call or schedule a consultation. You can schedule right there or you can give me a call. Scroll down to the bottom of the website, and you can find my 800 number right down through there. It's 844-775-5626. Or if you want to, just shoot me an email. This comes directly to me, and I'll be replying to you. So leave your question, comments, anything you need. Please give me your contact information back. I'd love to give you a phone call, go over that question, maybe any other question that you might have. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll be back here at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. See you later. Bye-bye.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.